T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The United Nations may run out of money by the end of this month. CBS News foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk broke this story. She's joining us from the UN. So, Pam, how far in the hole is the UN and why?
Michael, the UN is running a deficit of about $230 million. And that was in this letter that CBS News and I obtained from the Secretary General to staff, saying it may run out of money by the end of October. So it was a real alarm bell, which the Secretary General then reported to members.
How did it fall into such a hole so quickly?
Well, it's a lot of money to be spent every year, but basically partly because the U.S. owes $1.3 billion for this year, and that includes over $300 million in arrears and another $670 million due for the regular budget. So despite U.S. cutbacks in some programs, the U.S. does continue to actively participate. So without calling the U.S. out, which is about 20% of the U.N. budget, the Secretary General was calling out all of the states. 129 out of the 193 have paid their regular dues, but the U.S. has not. And so part of this was also calling out the U.S. At about 7:30 this morning, President woke up with a bang with the UN on his mind and directed a tweet at our report that the UN is running out of money, saying that the UN chief, Secretary General Antonio Guterres, should make all member countries pay, not just the U.S.
So long term, the UN needs everyone to pay their share. Short term, what is the UN going to do? Cut costs?
Short term, the Secretary General in this letter even made the point that they've already cut costs, so they'd be more in the hole. So there's not bankruptcy in the UN's book, but staff cuts and people not getting salaries, that's all out there. And of course, climate change, UN peacekeeping, all of that is out there.
All right, Pam, thank you. CBS News foreign affairs analyst Pam Falk breaking that story at the UN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.